1990, Paul Gadd, convicted of attempted rape, four counts of indecent assault, one of having sex with a girl under the age of 13. Mark Williams, Thomas, former detective, presented the ITV documentary in 2012, which exposed Jimmy Savile's abuse, and of course Paul Gadd. Hi, Mark.
Morning, Nicky.
Paul Gadd was the first person arrested under Operation Yew Tree. This conviction, no real surprise, is it?
No, absolutely not. This is a man who's spent his adult life seeking out young children to abuse, and when he was under the scrutiny of the British police, he decided he'd travel abroad, initially to Cambodia, where he offended against children, although he wasn't prosecuted in that country. He then went to Vietnam, and he offended against children in Vietnam, and albeit he protested his innocence, the reality is that he paid off the victim's family, got a reduced prison sentence, and then returned back to the UK.
This all started for him, didn't it? This the nightmare for him of his evil being exposed when he took his computer to be fixed because he couldn't access some images or whatever. He took it to PC World in 1997. That's when, thankfully, his world started to fall apart.
Yeah, that's when he first came to the notice of the police. An incredible situation to take your computer to the to be fixed. And, of course, he had indecent images on children on there. That brought him to the attention of the police. The police had investigated him. They prosecuted him for that. There was also a prosecution in respect of a contact offence. He then served time, came out, and left the country. He then got expelled from Vietnam after his term in prison there, which was for contact offences against young children. He then came back, put on the plane, and in fact, on his return back, he wanted to visit a number of other countries. He wanted to go to Thailand. He basically wanted to go to the countries where their legislation was very poor and their policing was poor in respect to safeguarding children. In total, 24 separate countries immediately came out and said, "We will not accept you." He returned back to the UK. He was then given a travel order which prevented him from travelling. And in fact, that only lasted for a short period of time. And when it was due for renewal after the year, actually, they weren't in a position to renew that. So he could have left the country and travelled abroad after that. In fact, he did do for a period of time. Let's be clear. This man is a predatory child sex offender. No child is safe from him. And thankfully now he'll languish and spend the rest of his life in jail.
And I suppose your supposition would be, as it's in so many of these cases, there are many more victims out there. And unfortunately, you know, victims often feel shame. They feel very nervous about coming forward. There's a kind of guilt, and absolutely none of their fault. But it's a complex business as to how you feel when this has happened to you. Do you think there are a lot of victims out there of Gary Glitter?
Oh, there will be. There will be other people now who have taken confidence from yesterday's conviction, and they will come forward. And we've seen that, of course. We saw yesterday the further interviewing in respect of Rolf Harris with regards to new allegations. And I can tell you that CPS are currently considering further allegations in respect of Max Clifford, both convicted child sex offenders who are also in jail. So it is given some strength. I mean, I think what the most positive thing is since the exposure of Savile in 2012, it's given so many people confidence to come forward. And I would just say to them, please keep coming forward. You know, the police's attitude, the Crown Prosecution Service's attitude has changed. They really are focused now on securing evidence and securing prosecutions. And let's keep going. And I will. You know, there are a number of people that I'm currently focused on, and I will make sure that they are brought to justice.
High profile?
Absolutely. Two very high-profile people, and I will make sure that they are brought to justice. And some people say, you know, why do you go after the highest profile? Well, the simple reason is that they are the hardest to catch, because in the same way as Glitter, when it came to court, he was talking about, you know, I was untouchable. If we can prosecute or have prosecuted the most untouchable, then everybody is fair game.
And what about the Theresa May's appointed judge and the investigation there, which is going to take, they're saying in the paper today, up to 3 years? Do you think that will get anywhere?
Well, I think it's very encouraging that she's now appointed somebody who's a judge. I think it's very disappointing that they weren't able to find somebody in the UK, because I think there are capable people of it. I think what now needs to happen is they need to start again, bring her in, make sure we get the right appropriate people who are panel members. I think what certainly lacked from the last one was anybody who had any particular social services care, anybody who had any particular investigative skills, because, of course, this is an investigation as much as it is an inquiry. And once we've got those in place, keep consulting with the survivors, which is absolutely key. They are the vital people to make this happen. And then start it. The biggest worry for the whole thing is whether or not the government can finance it, bearing in mind the Australian model has cost in excess of $250 million. It may well go up from that. Where on earth are the government going to find that funding?
Do you believe that there are a number of high-profile politicians, past and present, who were absolutely involved in this?
I think we have to be very careful in terms of the numbers in respect to politicians. I can tell you that there are certainly two politicians that I'm aware of who have got questions to answer in respect of allegations of child sexual abuse.
Current or former?
No, former ones, not ones that are currently serving politicians at the moment. I think in addition to that, there's also some other very high-profile individuals who have held very senior positions, whether that be in the criminal justice system or in the church. I think what we've lost is a lot of focus of some very, very senior people in the church over the years who have committed some horrendous offences. But what we need, of course, is those victims to come forward and stand behind an allegation so they can be prosecuted. And that is why, if we can expose the most powerful, hopefully we can give confidence to those people who just feel that the person who abused them is untouchable.
Mark, thank you. As ever, there's Mark Williams-Thomas. It's 7:55.
Six Nations.